So hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all. Welcome to this week's Soccer Hub Talks. We are here now with Hernani and Nuno Milheiro. I will present them in a few minutes. But before we start, I would like, as usual, for you to introduce some information about yourself on the chat box, such as the country that you are based in and also some information about your job, okay? Please write it on a chat box so we can have a bit more of idea or about who is listening to this webinar, and to try to adapt a bit the content to your specific needs. Also, I would like to click on the like button if the audio and the video is okay. Okay, so please do it. As usual, we are having here our Soccer Hub Talks. Today, we have invited both Nuno Milheiro and Hernani Borges. Hernani Borges is a soccer coach, a former soccer player. Nuno will present him better, giving some more details about him. And also Nuno Milheiro. Nuno Milheiro is a soccer scouting specialist. He's also now cooperating with the Soccer Hub as partnerships manager. So it's the first time he's doing this. I'm sure he will be quite good doing it. But either way, I'm going to introduce them on this discussion, and I will come back in about 40 minutes. Okay, guys, see you in a...
Hello, all. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning in the case, depending where you are in the globe. Thanks for being here to assisting, and also thanks to Hernani to accept my challenge, and the first time I'm doing this, and because I believe, and as we all know, Soccer Hub is the educational platform, and education and sharing is learning. It's very important for all of us to grow, because we need to improve all the time, and these talks are very important also for that, to know the experience of people. I'm going to introduce a bit Hernani for the ones that they don't know. So basically, he's been a soccer player. He had a long career with more than 500 matches, and pretty much he played in every single division in Portugal, and he have a very consistent career in Portugal. And also he played abroad in two countries, in Cyprus and in Switzerland. And the curiosity that I found, he played in four islands. He played in Madeira, he played in Azores, he played in Cyprus, and he played in Cape Verde, where he was an international player for Cape Verde. So I'm going to also, before I pass the word to Hernani, as a scout, I can tell, because of course I was following his career and from close, the kind of player he was. So because we all scouts like to know a bit of the player. He was a winger to start, you know. He was a very fast player, and that it was his main skill. He was a technical player, but his speed was the his biggest characteristic, and also the tactical knowledge, and he was also a very clever player in the pitch, and that's why the managers also could use him as in other positions, because he had that tactical knowledge. In my opinion, in the time he played, it was a bit different, because we are the same generation, same age, same. We were born in the same year, and I believe he could be in these days, he could be easily like a fullback, like when you adapt players from wingers to fullbacks, he could do that. So I think I'm saying right. I don't know if you agree, Hernani. And thank you again for being here, and tell me if I'm right, okay? And I pass the word to you.
First of all, thank you Thank you very much for this opportunity. In these days that in these days of uncertain because of this pandemic situation, it's very good to have this kind of chats for us to get closer. Of course, you are my friend, and I know you as a scout, and I appreciate a lot your work as a in the scouting world. But of course, you exaggerate a little bit about my quality. for sure, the speed was my best quality, the quality that made me reach the top, the speed, the hard work, shooting, dribbling. But I learned a lot in the last years of my career. I learned more, maybe I learned more in the last years than in the beginning, because, you know, when you are young, when you think that you know everything, sometimes it's very difficult to accept others' opinion. And for me, it was the end of my career. Is like I was very, very. I was playing with joy, you know, not for the money, because I need money, of course. Everybody needs money in this world. But I was playing with joy. I was happy playing football, because every week, every day, every training, I was learning something, and I improved a lot in my football. And as you said before, I agree with you. Maybe in these days I could play as a fullback, because I did it before. When someone get a 5-50 yellow card or injury, and I had to do it, I did it, and I like to play as fullback. And maybe with my qualities, with the speed, with the timing, very important, the timing, playing from back to front. I think I could play in that position too.
Perfect. Just to start also about our subject, that is, of course, adaptation to different realities. You were lucky in a way, you know, in football. After you can say you are lucky. During the time, sometimes you think it's hard, because you are always traveling, always moving, far from the family. We are going to talk about all those things. But I also want to say that you are now a soccer coach. I also had a chance to be closer to your work. Last work has been as an under-19 coach for Leixões, and that's also, you know, a different transition. And we are going to talk on both sides, because we know that as a players, we think in one way, and also as a manager, we see another side, you know. And I saw, of course, your career was very consistent in terms of numbers, in terms of games. And I'd like to provoke you a bit and ask if you, as a coach, would like players with that kind of profile, that you know what to count on, and that you know that are very regular, and you need to take it off, because that's the new information you are giving me, that you didn't like to listen some advices, but yeah, so you think it's important, a player that can keep the level. Sometimes some players, as we know, they reach the peak and they have one good season, two good seasons, and then they struggle. They promise a lot, and your career was built based on work, and it was pretty much, of course, you by the end of the career, like everybody, starts to come down, but it was always going up, and it was starting not on an easy way. So yeah, I would like to ask you if you think it's important as a manager to have those kinds of players that you can count on them.
Of course, this in football, intelligent players make the difference, but you need everything. You need strong players inside the pitch, strong players outside the pitch. First, you need to understand what the player can give you in a different context. To answer your question, because today it's, you have something that is different. It's the most, maybe the most important thing in our days, that it's in information. And when I started, I had no, I had information, but not like this. Today, you have all the players with their social networks. They share a lot, and like us, like we are doing now, we are sharing, and this makes the difference. Because before, you have no sharing data. Everyone makes his job and keep for them. Today you have you share, and when you share, you know that maybe you can do something different, maybe you have to do something different. And the players today, they arrive when you receive the players, when you hire players, or when they come for a trial, they have a target. And maybe today this is the biggest how can I say this? It's the biggest challenge for the coach, because today the player doesn't come alone. Today the player comes with his father, with his agent, with his personal trainer, with his girlfriend. It's a lot of people saying different things to him, and he's the one who will produce the work, you know. And when the coach receive this kind of player, this new generation, is not easy. You must be very strong dealing with the people, with the player, because they have a mentality, they have a target, they want to be like Ronaldo, they want to be like Messi, most of all Ronaldo, because everyone sees Ronaldo and think Ronaldo reached the top because he works hard. Not only because he worked hard. Ronaldo, and I had the privilege of playing against him, he's a very, very talented player. He's top player. Maybe we will never see again a player like him. Ronaldo and Messi, they are at top for a long time, and everybody speaks about these two players, but I don't see a player that can reach them, you know, that can at least be at their foot. And when you have a player like Ronaldo, that they make a lot of marketing because his career was based on hard work. Okay, he worked hard. He worked really hard. I don't know him personally, but we have common friends, and I know a lot of sacrifices he did to reach the first stage of his career. And it wasn't only hard work, a lot of sacrifice, but a lot of quality too. And when you can join these two situations together, you are ready to go for a challenge. But all coaches want intelligent and players that want to work, that want to learn, to grow. But first, you need to understand how can they do it and how they think they will do it. This is very important.
Yeah, that's true. That's, we have a question in here, but before, just to not to lose the track of the our you know, of our conversation. That's completely true. And we as scouts, we cannot look only for Ronaldo's, and depending also on the position, it will be a very long conversation. But depending on the position, depending on many things, and the egos, and many things that we could be here talking for many hours. But one thing that Ronaldo has for sure, and it's related with his subject, is the adaptation, because he can adapt to different realities, as we see. Is strong, is not only hardworking, but also he was building around him a structure and his mental structure that he could adapt to England. That was probably the biggest challenge, because he didn't know the language. It's a completely different place, and the mentalities are different. Everything is different. The food is different. The training methods. And so then he went to Real Madrid, and then he went to Juventus. So he proved that he can adapt, and he was learning the languages, and those things are very, very important. About Messi, we don't know yet. Let's see if he's gonna probably he's gonna finish his career playing in Spain. But yeah, adaptation it's very important. Let me check the question again so I can ask a question in here. So there is a question in here. They're asking, what are the first things a scout looks for in a transfer target? I believe, yeah, this is more for me as a scout. The first things we look, depends all obviously on the context that you are looking for. You know, that's also something that we need to understand. We need to understand if we are working, I assume that if we are working for a club, let's say we are scouts for a club, we need to see the reality of the club, if you can get the player, if you cannot get the player. We need to see the philosophy of the club. Sometimes clubs, they only want players with a certain age. Sometimes they look for more experienced players. The first thing is to try to understand what kind of players, what kind of profile they are looking for. And then depending also on the other players, because it's a team, a very important thing that sometimes we, I'll not say many scouts, because, but the scout needs to have in consideration, it's a thing we need to provide to the manager, to the coach. We need to provide them the ingredients to make a good dish, like a chef, for example. The player, for example, we are looking for a right back. We need to look a right back that also can inside the team provide exactly what the manager needs, and because there is networks between the players also. So the thing is, we cannot only look for the best right back if he's not suits like for example, with the center back on his side or with the winger on his side. We need to look for the players that are better for the system and for many things. So there is not something that we look first. We look for many things, even what Hernani was saying, the behavior of the player, the context of the player. Also, another thing that we are going to speak is about the language. For example, we are here having a conversation in English, so we can reach, you know, more people all over the world. The same is with the player. You know, we need to understand if he goes to a country where he needs to speak another language, it makes much easier. So basically, we look to many, many things that you cannot even imagine. We even look to the way he does the warm-up, or since the warm-up, or since his attitude when the team is losing, when the team is winning. So many things. So I hope it was an answer that was fulfilling your expectations and was clarifying the question. So coming back to the subject, I wanted to ask you, so I remember very well, in the beginning of your career, you've been playing in a very small place in the north of Portugal, and it was very hard on the social part. There was no, I think at the time there was no even social media to communicate, or it was very hard.
Yeah, we had
high five. Yeah, okay, yeah, but it was harder, you know, like to communicate. And I wanted to ask you, like, when a player goes to play in another part that is completely different from his reality, you know, do you think he can it's easy, it's like a thin line where he can lose his focus, or he can, like, even his ego can come, like, can be affected, for example, in two ways. If you go to play in a place like you did, for example, let's say in Switzerland, that you go to a country that is more developed in the society than Portugal, maybe you find players with bigger ego, they think, oh, okay, this player is coming abroad and you have difficulties. Or if you go to a place that is smaller, it can be your ego that works against you. You think, oh, no, I already know everything. I'm a player that comes in here, you know, like from a big city. So if those things can affect, and if those things are things also makes the difference for a player to reach a high level or not.
Yeah, I will start with the first place you said. In the beginning of my career, I'm from a village in the north of Portugal in Maia, in Vila Nova da Telha. This is my region, and I started in Pedras Ubras. This is my club where I end my career, and this is a very small club, humble people, but very small club. We didn't knew. It's like we were closed in a box. We didn't knew the other club's reality. And for us, Pedras Ubras was very big. When I had my first opportunity to play outside, I started in the regional divisions. And at the first moment, I knew that there was more football than the football I was I used to know in Pedras Ubras. And when I left my district first time to play outside, it was like I was playing in another country. I went to Macedo Cavaleiros. It's in the interior of Portugal. Very, very hot in the summer, very cold in winter. They say they have 3 months of hell and 9 months of winter. It's like a proverb they have. They say this, and it's true. In the summer, from June to August, June, July, and August, it's very hot. And from September to May, it's cold. It's not easy to play in those conditions, first of all. After that, you have the way they practice is different. It's different because it's cold in winter. And you have to prepare yourself better to go to training, and you have to hydrate better in the summer. These are small things that today, with information, like you said, social networks helps a lot. Today you have this kind of information, and when you go to another place and you are not ready, it's because you didn't prepare yourself. In my time, like 20 years ago, it's too much. We hadn't this kind of information. And for me, going to Macedo Cavaleiros is like I was in another country, speaking another language, and it was very hard for me at the beginning. But yeah, like you said, because I was coming from the seaside, I thought that I will stay here like 1-2 months, and I will better than them. But it wasn't like that. I had to work hard to learn the way they see football and the way they understand. Because Portugal is a small country, but that's why, in my opinion, we have a lot of big players and coaches. Because in every region, we have our style. In Porto, you have one style of playing. In Minho, with the clubs of Minho, Braga, Guimarães, Viana do Castelo, you have another style. In the interior, Vila Real, Bragança, you have another style. And in the south, in Aveiro, Leiria, Coimbra, different style also. And in the south, Lisboa, Lisbon, you have a different style of playing. I can tell you, because I played in, you see all these shirts, and none of them is mine. I told you before, these are shirts that clubs where I played, but teammates gave me, because mine I don't have. I know this reality in Alentejo, completely different. In Algarve, different. In the islands, it's different. The way they think the football, and this. This humility you must have when you go to other places. You must know how they think football there. This is the first thing you must know, in my opinion. And to answer a little bit to the question of that they made you about scouting, what they search in a football player. I'm not scout, but I can answer. When you go away, the first thing you must know, it's how they see football. Because for me, a player coming from Africa, for example, pure diamond, they have speed normally. They have speed, they are strong, they are aggressive, they jump a lot. They are physical players. But the relation they have with the ball to come to Europe, it's fundamental. You cannot come to Europe and put your qualities over the way they think football here, and after they have to adapt to yourself. No, it's the opposite. First, you must have good relation with the ball, recession, pass, be intelligent at field, understand the game, and after your qualities will make the difference. This is the way.
That's very interesting, and it comes to what I believe also. I believe scouting and scouting is it's only starting in Portugal. Other realities, I had a chance to live in the UK, in London, 5 years, and also to live in Berlin. And in Portugal, the scouting is still starting. And scouting, I believe, is very important and to be linked also with the coach. With a coach, and it's what you are saying. For example, when Shijuk asked the question about the things that we look on a player first, also we look for things that can be trained. So there are some things, some aspects on a player that is very hard to train. Let's not say it's impossible, but some things are pretty much impossible. For example, the speed is hard to work, but acceleration it's easier to work. For example, let's say positioning many times can make it, you know, like the lack of speed not to be so much important. So the thing is scouting. Yeah, exactly. Can compensate that part. So I believe it's linked between the manager, of course, the club philosophy, and the coach. Because sometimes we, as a scout, I can identify a player, and if I pass a report, let's say to the sports director, and also a report to the coach will do the big work with the player, you know, because it doesn't matter if I found a great player with a great potential, if in the end the manager is not going to train with him or is not giving him the opportunity or is not going to play. So I believe communication is very important. So you know exactly the opinion. Of course, opinions can be different. But like Hernani said, like, for example, African players, we know that it's very important a manager to teach him. Let's talk about Jesus, for example. Jesus is now in Brazil doing brilliant. I think nobody is, like, at least in Portugal, is surprised, you know. But he teaches the players. So many players, they say it takes time with them to teach them things, even players that they already thought they knew everything, like you said in the beginning. And that's why scouting it's very important. You know, we find the players, we can access the player, and we can identify his weakness and also the strong points. But of course, after, it depends on the way he adapts, and it depends on many things. But if we make easier all the context, that it's better for everyone, and especially, you know, for the player, that is very, very important. So there is another question in here from Ruben Lameiras to Hernani. What is the most difficult? What is more difficult to handle, the bad coach as a footballer, and our bad player as a coach?
Yeah, this is a tricky question. I've been in both sides, and has a player. I had bad coaches. It's true. I don't need to lie anymore because I left football as a player and I'm starting as coach now. I had bad coaches. Not bad coaches because they were bad person or they were bad to me, but because the way I developed myself with them was not good, and not only for me, for other players also. And when you have good players in your team, and you, for me, it's very important. When I start, the way I start, I must end much better. In different seasons, it's not because every season you will be better, but when you start, you football player, when they start the season, they always think this is the season. Even if you made very big a season before, you always think this is the season. This one, this year, I will be the best. I will do things I didn't before. We always think like this. That's why football is so passionate, because you can change a lot every week. And I had bad coaches because some things I learned with other coaches years I should learn before. And if I didn't learn, and in some situations that's true also, and in others no one had the or the way or the knowledge to tell me and to teach me. Like you said, Jesus, it's a reference for a lot of people, because his work is not only as a coach, he is a teacher also, because he knows a lot, and he has no problem of stopping and try another one, try, and correct the players, searching perfection. And this is, for me, it's very important, because football players, they have all players, since 17, 18 years old, I think, it's very difficult to find a bad, very bad player, in my opinion. It's very difficult to find a player in under 19, for example, like I was in Lechoing, that you say, this guy doesn't know football. That's impossible, because today football, it's big, maybe the biggest industry in the world, because it's everywhere in all countries, and it produces a lot. And if football has this dimension, I don't think it's correct to say that one player in under 19, with 18 years old or 19 years old, with 10, 12, 13 years of football in his legs, doesn't know how to play. This is not true. Maybe he doesn't know the way to reach other level because he has no capacity, or he has no focus, no. How can you say? Compromise in English.
He's not compromised with the or he thinks like. Possibly
the commitment, yes.
Commitment, so, yeah, commitment, yeah.
He has when a player with this age has no commitment, no focus, no capacity, maybe he has big quality, but he will not reach the other level. And this is to answer this question. I prefer, as a coach, be a good coach and have bad players. Because a bad player can become a good player if he get focused and if he is committed with his main target, but also with the team target, the team objective. If he's committed with this, with hard work, maybe he has a shot. But good players with bad coaches, it's dangerous, because a good player. It's not easy to make him think that he can improve even more. And if you are a bad coach, you will make him go back again in the stairs.
Yeah, exactly. That's very important information that we pass. And in these days, it's like it's more important the quality of the information you pass to a player than the just because we all. I even wrote an article recently for Soccer Hub that we all have on our life daily basis. We have many decisions to take, and the players in these days they have videos, they have information about the opponent, things that were not happening before. They have information, individual information about the opponent. They have decisions to make in the pitch, and it's very important also to understand each player's. Personality and the way he absorbs the information better, you know, and of course the communication that you have with each player, so everybody is have the capacity to learn, like you said. But if you don't have anyone with the capacity to teach, that's a hard thing, because you know it's like you are searching. If you go on YouTube and you are searching, but you don't know. Who have quality to, you know, you spend a lot of time maybe with things that are actually not bringing any knowledge. But if you find the right people, the right guidance, that's the best thing to do. And also it's important, like you said, that it was one point of your career that you are not. It's hard to be criticized. When I say critics, it's like good critics. Like we all, at some stage, depending on our age, also it's a question I would like also to ask you. That depends on our age. You know, when we are more mature, maybe we accept better because we are more sure about ourselves. And in another age, we just think like we know everything. And we another age maybe we take more advices from our parents if they know about football. Another age maybe from our agent, and it's hard in these days for a coach. I believe I'm not a coach, but because you have many people giving opinions, even the supporters, and sometimes some players are more focused on that. Just we have a more we have another question here from André Correa that. It's for you. What's the most difficult thing on the transition to go from a player to a coach? So you did that recently. I know that that transition, it wasn't so long time ago for you. So what was the most difficult thing?
For me, when I made this transition, I was playing, I had 31 years old, 20, between 29 and 31 years old, I made this transition and I played until 38. Only to Andrea to understand that I didn't make my transition when I stopped 1 year ago and when I started in November, because I had an experience before. As assistant coach of Luis Correa Pinto in Leiria. I was his assistant coach. And when I stopped playing in Leiria because I had a bad injury in my knee, and I stopped, I started as assistant player, but after, you know, I knew I had to play again, and I decided to play and to finish my career in my homeland. I made this transition a long time ago, and you know it because I told you before, but I tell Andrea now, it's not easy. And Nuno spoke about something that's very important: when you know yourself. And when I knew I couldn't get another chance to go to higher levels, I decided that maybe what I was doing in football. Was not vocation. It's vocation.
Yeah. So not your target, your goal, like to keep like,
I don't want to be a football player, and I cannot complain, because I think I had a good career and I play in very, very good clubs, very difficult clubs with difficult, not easy to play with fans, with big fans. They support, but they push a lot too. And you must face the game and has the way they see the game. That's why I say you must understand the way the people see football in those regions to understand what you can do to adapt. This adaptation is very important. When I had 29, 30 years, I see my career and I see what I can reach, and I know I will not reach the first division again. So I look to younger players, I look to my teammates, and they start to see me as an example, the way I practice, the way I prepare myself to go to training, my joy every day. And I could influence a lot of players, and I could give you a list of players that now are in big levels playing Champions League. Players that start with me, go with me on a bus or with my car, taking to training every day, try to motivate them so they don't give up. And from that moment, I start to understand maybe I have something more to give to football. And as a coach, I think different. I don't know if I will reach higher levels as coach, because I will not leave this way of thinking that for me to be good coach, the players that start with me, they must end much better that they started. I must understand what the player has, what he has best, and I must transform that in a weapon. You understand?
Sure. Of course.
This is my way to think football. Of course, the tactical, the technical, the preparation, everything is important. But for me, the transition took 8 years, 7, 8 years. It was not so difficult because I didn't stop and start training. I was preparing myself for several years.
It's very interesting. And thank you for your answer. Before we go to Iago Fernandez questions, I just want to tell, you know, this is the first time I'm doing this. And I want to tell you, like you were saying, like the transition you did, and many, many players learned with you. And like we spoke, I'm lucky. I'm your friend, and we have a good friendship. And I was following your career, and when Ricardo Balbeira was inviting me for this excellent project, that is the talks and the platform that is educating people for football. One thing for sure we've been discussing, and I was telling him, the people that I decided to have a talk, I don't like to say interview because it's not an interview. It's people like that no matter in what level they are, they bring something to football, you know, like and sometimes are a big influence, even the others don't know. So you were a big influence for many players, and many people don't know. So there are always things to learn, and in these days we can see so many interviews that we don't learn nothing, or you know, even with big names. Or and for me, and the next times for sure that you will see me here having conversations with people. These people that bring good things to football, and of course that I have my admiration. I just wanted to say this because. You know, I admire people like that and that share, especially people that are open to share what they know and to pass that knowledge, and they are not scared of that. So let's go to Iago. Iago is a former colleague of Hernani. I can also say that I'm lucky to also know him. Iago is a good friend, and he likes to ask hard questions. And he's saying, of course, it was a pleasure to play with Hernani. And the question is, if you will be proud, Hernani, to have a player like you. I know you want to put you in a hard situation. And yes, Iago, and yeah, you see. So I also want to say hi to you, Iago, and for sure from Hernani, and or it will be a problem to have a player like you. So if you can just briefly answer to that Iago's question, so yeah, so we don't take this too much longer for people. Yeah.
Iago is a big friend, very big friend. We played together, but more than playing football, we share a lot. And you know him also, and you know he has no problems to share. He's a very special guy. That's why I show his shirt, because what we made in this club, we were was a very big job, very hard work. We could join everyone to run to the same target, and it's not easy when you do it, and it is even more difficult when you do it without playing, and when you know that maybe you should play more because you have the quality and the capacity to make the difference. And that's why my compliments to Iago, because has the player he played a big level, played Champions League, he scored against AC Milan. It's not everyone that can say this in San Siro. I even to see a game, I haven't been there. So for him, he must be proud of his career. To answer his question, he made me this question before, and I think I want as a player, as a coach. I hope you understand what I will say. As a coach, I would want to have a player like me in higher levels. Because what I can say about me as a player, it's when I played with low conditions, I was not an easy guy, because I normally charge a lot from everyone, even from the coaches. When I was in clubs with bad conditions, for me, it's not an excuse, and I charge a lot because I see coaches worry. They worry about everything, and sometimes they lose the biggest focus of his job. And when this is a question that deals, I put me in a situation, I make me feel bad, because I lost a lot of time arguing with coaches in the last years when I see something wrong, and I don't think it's something that players should do. But for me, as I said before to Andre, I was preparing myself to be coach from 7-8 years, and I saw a lot. I work with very big coaches, very good coaches, but very bad coaches also. And I learn with everyone. And I try to prepare myself the best way, so I will be ready when I find a very good project, so I can develop my capacities and my qualities as a coach, because coach must be a man also, must be a father sometimes, sure. Must be a friend. And I prefer to have Hernani coach. If I was player, I prefer to have an Hernani as a coach, because I know this guy will make everything to make me be a better player. not worried with the results, worried to make me be a better player. And if he can make this with in 20, 22 players, if I can make this with 15 or with 13, for sure he will have results. But this is not easy. My way of thinking, but it's not easy. Hernani has a player. The last 8 years, Hernani, for me, and I said before, now I have no problems to say because I left football player career. I think I was very, very intelligent player. And for a coach, it's very good to have intelligent players that
understand. For sure.
Sometimes, even in the training, when you have difficult exercises, these kind of players, they unblock the situation, you know? And I know I helped some coaches in this situation, but also I question a lot. And this is not easy for coaches.
That's true. And also, you know, like we are saying, just that you learned a lot, of course, because you met him before you end his career. I'm sure about that. And they send you a hug, and he also asked me a question. And also I'm gonna say, Iago, it will be very interesting to talk. It's here it goes, live invitation for future, because many people maybe don't know, but Iago have a very interesting story and career. He played in Sporting, he played in Real Madrid, he played in Valencia, AEK Athens, and he even played in Malmo, Malmo or Brøndby
in Malmo.
Champion. Yeah, Malmo, the team where Zlatan Ibrahimovic started. So yeah, he's asking me a question and we need to finish, so that's the last one. Many things will be, you know, we could be here for a long time talking. And so he's asking me, when I find a nice player and I meet his parents and I don't like him, is that make it different for me or not? I'm not very clear about the question. If I like, if the player is nice, or if it's a good player and I don't like the parents, or I don't like them, or I don't like the player. So I'm gonna answer. So for example, if I find a player and I don't like the parents, that for me doesn't matter. It's the same. What it matters is the player. I believe that that's the most important thing. If it's like the opposite, if it's like I like the parents, I like the player as a person, but he doesn't have the conditions or the capacities or the skills, I always try to, you know, to be honest and say that I believe we all have capacities. And if it's not in Real Madrid, it's in Barcelona, or it's, if it's not the first division, it's the second. I think we need to be honest with ourselves and to see, you know, our limits also, our limitations, and accept. But there is, for sure, there is a space for us to be happy and doing the things we like. And I can tell a bit about myself. I became scout because I was all these years, you know, like searching what is actually my passion inside football. I could go manager to be a manager or not. And I think it's that part. I believe it answers to Iago's question. And that's it. Thanks again, Hernani. It was a pleasure, like always. Thanks, Ricardo, for the opportunity also. And thank you for everybody that have been watching live, and also the others that can watch after, that you can watch on YouTube also and on Facebook. And don't forget to check the courses, because the education is very important. And in these days, especially that we are home, we have time, and you have also a promotion there it's a special promotion, the coupon that you can see there. You have 25% in the courses and the content on the courses. It's always good. It's always good to learn and to improve. So thank you. Thank you all. And see you next time. Okay. Bye, guys.